Louis Dodds, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. An important 2-0 victory over Bootle this afternoon. What's your assessment of today's performance?
It was a tough game. I think if you came down, you've done very well because the weather was horrendous to start with, and it got gradually worse. But we got that goal and we just needed that second one to settle us, and Twiggy scored a fantastic bit of a solo finish.
Just talking about that, the weather conditions, it was like a monsoon just being sat in the stands. What was it like being out on that pitch this afternoon?
It was horrendous. It's quite hard to play in, because when you're watching from the sidelines, you don't really, but when the rain's in your face, it's hard to get on the ball and make things happen. And the lads stood up to it. It was a bit of a war in the end. It wasn't a lot of football. If you came to watch football, you've been sadly mistaken. But like you say, 3 points is the main thing for us now.
Just talk us through your goal, because the cross from Twyford found Kieran Brown at the back post and he set you up for a lovely half volley finish.
It did. We've been working on, I've been taking the strikers in training, working on little bits of movement, working together, and Keith's headed it back in the box and I sort of get a clean contact, and look, it's taken a bit of a nick and taking it through past the goalkeeper and set us on our way.
And then as you say, Twiggy got the second goal, Jake Twyford. Was it from that point a case of making sure that you didn't give them a chance of getting back into the game?
Yeah, because we know at this level, if you give any team a sniff, and these are a good team, if you give them any sort of anything, they're going to jump all over you. So we knew we had to get the second goal and just try and kill it. And unfortunately, we just couldn't quite get the third to make it really nice for us. But Dale's been superb. He kept us in the game. He made 3, 4, 5 really good saves to keep us in it. So, yeah.
Out of the bottom four now, which is a massive plus point for you to add to today's victory.
It is. It's been frustrating for us because we've been playing well. It's but sometimes playing well doesn't get you points, does it? So hopefully we kick on now and see where it takes us.
And where does it take you for next week? Just remind us of your upcoming fixtures.
I think we're away at Trafford next week.
Yes, Trafford away, and that's a tough, always a tough place to go, Trafford. They like to play the football like your guys do and get the ball on the ground, but then equally they can be a bit suspect at the back as well.
Yeah, I mean, every team's got their weaknesses and their positives, and we've got to try and exploit them, and hopefully we don't get done with a sucker punch, but we've got to go with the same mindset, 3 points and be up for the fight.
And as we're coming towards the end of the season, I guess the aim now is to make sure that next season Hanley are in the Northern Premier League West Division.
Absolutely, that's all that anyone wants. It's from what we did last year, we need to build on that and be established in this, at this level, and then see where it takes us. But we can't be expecting just after a win this week that we're safe and comfortable, because we're not, because every game is different and we've just got to try and get 3 points in every one.
Just going back to your goal, it's your first goal in a while. I think it was October, late October, early November since you last scored, so it must be pleasing to have got that monkey off the back.
It is. It's like you say, when you're a forward player and you don't score, it does start playing on your mind. You pretend it doesn't, but it does, and it was nice feeling when it hit the back of the net, because we've not been scoring as a team, let alone myself, so it was nice to get one.